You are now locked in to Tempo with Chris Thomas. We discuss everything self-development for the purpose of creating momentum in a person's life. This podcast is brought to you by Payset, a culture catalyst. We are the set of shared attitudes, values, goals, and practices that categorizes prosperity for all people. Our mission is to empower individuals to engage unity. I'm your host, Chris Thomas. I'm just a small town kid with larger than life aspirations. I live by this quote by Dr. Cornel West. He says, "The condition of truth is to allow suffering to speak." I have always been drawn to listen to people without power and those who have not been in position to shape, create, or produce the conditions of their experience. I understand firsthand how it feels to be an underdog, always having to go the extra mile, putting in additional work just to achieve a goal. My life tells a story of an overcomer. The abandonment, the devaluation, the not given many opportunities gave me the ammunition to stand up for myself and create my own path. So as an ambitious leader, serial entrepreneur, minister, and educator, with over two decades of experience in creating and developing sustainable environments for myself and others, I strive to uplift people of all walks of life through practical opportunities and insightful strategies for the purpose of lifestyle enrichment. This podcast serves as an offering to people in search of clear, concise, and transparent information for a better tomorrow. Dictate Tempo. Tempo Talk is a financial forum set to circulate and transfer information regarding the motion of money. This segment is built to offer a bird's eye view to what is and what's to come for every investor and consumer. Today's Tempo Talk, I want to jump into digital assets, and I want to explain what it is, how it is executed, and why I'm suggesting that everyone point their attention to claiming, owning, or possessing in some form digital assets. In today's world, digital assets, as we know, play a valuable role in the corporate space and also personal space. They represent a vital link to the future, and it is rapidly growing and changing the way we do business and life, people. Digital assets are defined as this: items that exist in digital form and have value, such as digital currencies and virtual items, right? They are typically created, stored, and transferred on the internet, as we know, but connected to digital platforms all around us. Digital assets can have tangible value, right? Such as we're talking about cryptocurrency, we're talking about NFTs, we're talking about digital art. And this intangible value is based on intangible representation of rights and ownership, right? So we're talking about tokens as well too. Digital assets offer many benefits, people, for both business and individuals. Now let's focus on the business for an example. Business assets can help reduce, right, the costs. It can help simplify transactions. It can increase your efficiency. Digital assets, right, for businesses can be used to quickly secure and transfer funds from one entity to another, or purchase services or products for the business as well. Additionally, they can be used to provide access to software services and other valuable content. So digital assets are also beneficial for individuals. So as it allows us to easily store and trade our wealth without the need for physical currency, without the need of a middleman such as a bank or a realtor or anyone, you know, in that space. Furthermore, digital assets offer the potential to revolutionize many industries as we know it. So let me give you an example. Smart contracts can enable automatic transactions between parties while tracking the performance of contracts, right? Ensuring that they are honored. Now, a smart contract, people, is a computer program or a transaction protocol that is intended to automatically execute, control, or document events and actions according to the terms of a contract or an agreement. The objectives of smart contracts are to reduce the need for trusted intermediaries or arbitration costs and fraud losses, as well as the reduction of malicious and accidental exceptions. Now, most of us heard of smart contracts through cryptocurrencies, right? So smart contracts were introduced by the cryptocurrency called Ethereum. And that's generally considered a fundamental building block for decentralized finance. So when you hear the word decentralized finance, it's abbreviated by DeFi. It's talking about smart contracting, communicating peer-to-peer without middlemen, things of that nature, right? So now let me talk about vending machines, because vending machines is the oldest piece of technology equivalent to a smart contract, right? A smart contract should not be confused, people, with the legal contract, which refers to, you know, traditional and natural language, legally binding agreement that has different terms, you know, and implementation of different things. But vending machines for ages, people, have been operating on a smart contract technology base, right? So now, understanding smart contracts, understanding that we are now in a space of DeFi, understanding that we are now peer-to-peer and we have no middleman, this revolutionizes everything. It changes real estate. It changes law. It changes finance. Digital assets can be used to reward people, right, for their loyalty and incentivize consumers to take certain actions, right, such as downloading the app, right? So downloading the app can be an adverse effect to receive rewards in the form of digital tokens, anything like that. Things that simple now can incentivize our natural actions of what we do every day. Ultimately, digital assets have the potential, people, to drastically change the way we do business. As users become more familiar with the technology and become better educated about digital assets, more people will begin to use them in everyday life. This will create new opportunities for people who couldn't find jobs. This will create new opportunities for people to start businesses. This will present new opportunities for people to get involved in industries that they probably felt as though they couldn't get into. Let me tell you about this great supplement brand I've been using for pre-workout, intra-workout, and post-workout, even sleep aid and hydrating. FNX stands for Phoenix. Yes, I know, the mythical creature that burns in the flame but is reborn from the ashes. They say this, likewise, they want us to live like that every day. Living victory is what they say. FNX is committed to creating innovative supplements of the highest quality that provides focus for a productive morning, energy that thrives all day, performance supplements to reach new goals, unique sleep and recovery formulas to support any sport, and healthy supplements to support an active lifestyle for years to come. Now, make sure you visit the website, www.fnxfit.com. And don't forget, before you check out, type in the word TEMPO, T-E-M-P-O, to receive 15% off on your purchase. Digital assets have become an integral part of modern society, right? Greatly influencing how we communicate, how we collaborate, how we store information, right? The digital age, people, continues to evolve. Understanding why digital assets are so critical is important. So that keeps us in the loop of the times as it grow. Now, first of all, digital assets, people, provides us efficient ways of communicating, efficient ways of collaborating. With digital assets like emails and text messages, we can quickly exchange large amounts of data over vast distances with minimal effort. Digital assets allow us to stay connected with friends, family, throughout any part of the world, giving us access to real-time conversations and updates. Yes, I said that. Digital assets are also emails and text messages. We get into that in a minute. Not only in real-time conversations. But not only that, but digital assets also provides us with robust tools to create projects, manage teams, and work collaboratively with colleagues remotely. Second, digital assets are excellent for the storage and protection of data. Gone are the days of bulky file cabinets and masses of paper storage. Today, we can store our sensitive data securely in clouds, cloud storage, or secure servers. Digital assets also allows us to archive documents, files, and the list goes on, images for years without having to sacrifice space or slow down our computers. Finally, digital assets offer a great way for us to do business, a new way for us to do business with our customers. As we know, large companies, medium companies, and also small companies use digital assets to create interactive websites and digital campaigns and to advertise through social media, to also to educate their customers and also to boost their brands, right? So digital assets for businesses can gain invaluable insights into customer behavior, allowing businesses to tailor their services more accurately to meet the needs of every customer. Now, overall, digital assets provide many benefits to our society, from allowing us to communicate faster and easier, protecting our sensitive data. Technology continues to evolve. So too will our use of digital assets. It is important, people, that we understand why these digital assets are so important in order to stay ahead of the trend and make the most out of digital interactions. So digital assets, people, have morphed into more than just words, more than just pictures, videos, audio, documents we associate with the term, right? Remember when Bitcoin first was introduced in 2009, it brought with it the blockchain, right? Now, not knowing realistically with our debit cards and credit cards, we have the little chip on your card. That's the blockchain, a distributed public ledger secured by a consensus mechanism. The concept was not new because data itself had became a valuable digital asset that required security measures, right? It required management and more storage. So a distributed ledger and the information contained in them had been around for ages. However, it looks new to most people who live or work outside of the data science or management or even analysis or any other field requiring large distributed data networks. For a digital asset to be considered an asset, it must first have the potential to create value. In that, it can be used in a manner that generates value for the owner. The digital asset should then be able to transfer ownership through purchase, gifting, or other means of giving the rights to someone along with the value the item can bring. It must also be discoverable or stored somewhere it can be found, right? So let's get into the different types of digital assets. So there are many digital assets, different types. So I'm just gonna go over a few, and sometimes we skip over this. So we're talking about photos, we're talking about documents, we're talking about videos, we're talking about books, any music or anything that's audio. We're talking about animations, we're talking about illustrations, manuscripts. I touched on emails earlier. We're talking about logos. We're talking about metadata. We're talking about content. We're talking about social media accounts. We're talking about gaming accounts. Now, let me give you my bottom line. The bottom line is this concerning digital assets. We have to eliminate any bias we have against the new wave of technology. As most of us know, technology does not sleep. Before you know it, the rapid pace of its growth will triple in years before some of us catch up. I myself jump right in without fully understanding the ins and outs. And I'm encouraging everyone, don't try to educate yourself at one time under one sitting, trying to understand years and years and years of information. Get involved and learn as you go. I encourage everyone to take time to get involved, right, with digital assets. Not just learn and research, but find your niche and roll with it. You know, take it by the horns and go as far as you can possibly go. Yes, you're going to make mistakes, but it's digital. If you make a mistake, it's on the person that created it. So if you create something that's a digital asset and it goes wrong, the responsibility falls upon you. I'd rather that than me giving the rights and my ownership to someone else and someone else messing it up. So I encourage you, I employ you to get involved in digital assets, for it is here to stay. And think of it like this. If you had control over something that needed not one middleman, and you can be the sole owner and reap the benefits of that, wouldn't you want to do that? I want to thank you for listening. I am looking forward to you subscribing to this podcast, writing a review, and also sharing this podcast. And most importantly, please rate this podcast. Follow Tempo with Chris on social media platforms at Tempo with Chris. And make sure to visit payset.org. Until next week, create momentum, then dictate tempo.